Clinton Cash author Peter Schweitzer says the difference in how the FBI dealt with President Trump and Hillary Clinton is proof that top officials are playing politics. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, Schweitzer also explains how the Democrats' big spending bill is actually a huge win for China. Follow the Sarah Carter Show wherever you get your podcasts.
You guys, before we get into all the news of the day, just wanted to tell you something that's kind of awesome about the good folks at My Patriot Supply right now. Their 3-month emergency food kit is like, the price is down right now. They're the only, I think, company in the universe right now that has actually decreased their price on something. Just for right now. So if you've been thinking, you know, it would be nice to have like an emergency food supply on hand. And yeah, it is nice. I mean, it gives you immediate peace of mind to know that you have 25-year long lasting food supply on hand if you need it. And so right now the prices are amazing. You can save $250 on a 3-month emergency food kit, and the shipping is free. So all you have to do is go to preparewiththechicks.com to save $250 on your 3-month kit. And it's delicious on top of that. Hello.
Yeah, it's good stuff. The banana chips. She's all about the banana chips.
Always a fan favorite.
And you guys, make sure you check out our website, chicksonright.com. Go there every day. Bookmark it. Love it. Absorb it. And then engage with our really fantastic writers, you know, because they're awesome too. So
please, please do that. And can I just remind everybody about Grateful American Apparel? This is where you can get the official Chicksapalooza Camp Tono meet and greet t-shirt that is proudly being featured by GratefulAmericanApparel.com. And then also they have these other patriotic shirts, the proceeds of which 100% go to veterans causes, first responders causes. So I love them. I would recommend any of them, obviously, because it's for a good cause. But if you don't have your Camp Tono t-shirt yet, grab yourself one at GratefulAmericanApparel.com. Okay. Oh, yes. Thank you, GCQC. She says super stickers are back, y'all. I have 4 My Patriot Supply containers. Good for you. And tell me, I'm right. Like, it makes you just feel better knowing that's on hand. You just do. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah, you do. There's so many. You gotta prep. You gotta everything. You gotta like everything. You gotta feel better about. Yes, yes. Do
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there was a weird thing that happened with the whole Liz Cheney hullabaloo, and that is, I didn't know about this until this morning, but apparently I don't remember what's the last name of the chick that won, Harriet something.
I don't remember.
I can't remember either. It's Harriet. I know
that. We should just call her Winner.
Yes. So the chick that won the primary against Liz Cheney, her name is Harriet. I forget what her last name is. People from Wyoming. Hagerman. Yes. Or Hageman. 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 So anyway, for some reason, and I don't know how she announced this. I don't know how it came out. But I do know that there became last night some hullabaloo around Liz Cheney's concession phone call. So apparently, Harriet released the audio of the concession phone call and then went on some of the late night talk shows like Hannity or whatever to say Liz Cheney basically only called to say my name and didn't say anything else in her voicemail. And I thought, like, this is some petty ass crap right here. But this is a thing that happened. We're going to tell you about it. And so the phone call that Harriet's team released is this.
Ready?
Hi, Harriet.
That's it.
She just said her name. She said, hi, Harriet, and that's it?
Hi, Harriet. Yeah. So that was it. That's all she got. That's all Harriet got from Liz Cheney is this voicemail that said, hi, Harriet, and then just dead air for like 20 seconds, right?
That's it.
Now, if it were me, I would say that sounds like a phone issue. Like to me, I can't fathom a situation where even someone as weird as Liz Cheney would call and say, hi, Harriet, and then just sit there in silence. To me, that's a technical issue, and I would have never made a big deal about it.
No, I wouldn't have either.
Yeah, and so why Harriet's team chose to do that, I have no idea. But what it did is it forced Liz Cheney to then respond with her own version of the call, which is actually this.
AP's calling it. So we should go.
Hi, Harriet. Liz Cheney calling. It's about 8:13 on Tuesday the 16th. I'm calling to concede the election and to congratulate you on the win. Thanks. Bye-bye.
I mean, was that a super nice call? No, of course not. She was pissed and you could tell. But I mean, it wasn't just Hi, Harriet.
Right. It wasn't just Hi, Harriet. This is dumb. Why are we doing this?
Right.
Yeah. Who cares? I don't care.
This is the kind of shit that makes me insane about politics. I'm just like,
right,
what?
Me too.
This should not even be a thing.
Because I'm not sure what's Harriet? Yeah. What's Harriet trying to prove that she's not a likable person? Cause we already knew that. We already knew that she was horrible. So it's not like we don't need a phone call to prove that. She already sucks. We know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now some people are saying Hannity is the one that created the drama because he asked Harriet about it on his show last night. But I saw that clip and I'm telling you, he asked because it was already a thing. He asked, you know, what happened with the Liz Cheney phone call? There are reports that she didn't call you or that she called and left a really short message. So he asked her about drama that had already been created. He didn't create it himself. He was just responding to the fact that it existed. So I saw that this morning and I was like, this is the dumbest story in the history of stories. Like this
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it is really stupid. Like, why are we even talking about this? God, I know. Just quit acting like toddlers and just, you know, work. Get some freaking work done. This is why everybody hates all of you. It's like, God. Meanwhile, the rest of us are actually working to pay your salary. So just shut up already and get some work done.
I mean, and you won and like, that's your focus. Just go and get things done for people. Liz is going to Liz. And yeah. We know this about her. That's whatever. Anyway, speaking of Liz, Greg Gutfeld was hilarious about her making her comparison to Lincoln, that whole thing that we talked about yesterday. He absolutely let her have it, and it was a thing of beauty. Watch.
Compare this to the Civil War. She is nuts, okay? There, she is overtaken with such obsession and such emotional bitterness that she has this kind of grandiose view of herself, and it's actually now getting embarrassing. It's embarrassing for her. I wish she had a friend that could take her aside and say, you gotta calm down. Don't run for office. You're not gonna get a national office. At best, you're gonna get Office Depot. The Republicans hate you. The Democrats don't want you. This is all driven by some emotional brokenness that happened from Trump. She goes all the way back to the Civil War. Of course, she didn't mention the Iraq War or the Afghanistan War because that cuts a little too close to home or to dad. So she goes back. And then she compares herself to Abe Lincoln. People say that Trump has an ego, but when he says stuff like that, it's usually with a wink. And then everybody's laughing. Yeah. There's nothing in her eye but spite.
There's nothing but spite.
It's true. And he makes a good point about, like, you know, her dad. It's funny how Democrats right now are, like, I say Democrats, but people on the left are embracing Liz because she hates Trump, right? They love the fact that she hates Trump. But they will discard her so quickly if she tries to go to that side. They will be like, no, you're not welcome here. You're not. I mean, I think she has this skewed vision of herself.
Totally.
He's totally right about that. Like, she is so just mental when it comes to this stuff, because if she thinks she's going to run into the arms of Democrats, she's another thing coming. They act like, you know, Dick Cheney is actually a good guy right now because he's like, oh yeah, my daughter's great. My daughter's great. They hate that guy. They hate him. Does anybody who has a short memory? I mean, my God, like they hated him and they actually hate her. So nobody likes her right now. Nobody really does. I think she has this false sense of, oh, but they do like me. They really, no, they only like you right now, honey, because you hate Trump. That's the only reason that they like you. Talk about high school, man. This is the games that are going on right now. They only like you right now because you hate Trump. And the minute that you're done doing that or whatever, when you're finished like playing this game, they're going to discard you just like that. I mean, it's like, wow, she's so delusional. It's crazy.
I don't know who's in her ear, but like whoever it is convincing her that she has an actual shot at becoming president. So she was on all the talk shows yesterday and people were very directly asking her, are you thinking of running for president? And she outright said, I will do whatever it takes to keep Trump out of office. So now it's not even just about spite. It's like 100% vendetta. That's her only goal. It's not to save the Republic. It's not to save the Constitution. It's simply because she is consumed by hate.
Yeah. And it's not to do a good job. It's not to actually do something to do a good job. It's not because she has policies that she wants to put in place. It's because of hatred. That is no reason to do something. You shouldn't do something out of spite or hate. You should do something because you have good ideas or because, you know what I mean? Because you want to do something positive. She is mental. He's absolutely right. She's mental.
Yeah.
You know what? I was going to show you guys, I could tell you my whack like right now. The only thing is I can't share my screen, but I can tell you about it. Okay. So why don't I tell you about my whack while we're sitting here? All right, this dude who hides cherry pies under women's cars to see them bend over. That's completely whack, right? At least I think it's whack. But it's not so much what he does. It's not about how he puts the pies under their cars and he has them bend over. It's the fact that he got a bunch of years in prison for this. I think it was the fact that he was held in jail with a bond of $80,000 and he's facing prison time. But he's facing prison time of like, I don't know, a couple years and $80,000 bond, which I think is really crazy, right? Because he's watching women bend over in a parking lot. But I think this is crazy because there are a lot of people who are like rapists and do all sorts of horrible things. I'm not saying what he did is right, okay? Because it's not cool to like put cherry pies under people's cars and watch them bend over in a parking lot. But what I do think is whack is that 80 grand and like facing years in prison when there are rapists who go free after like, you know, a year. I think that's whack. So this is just further proof that our judicial system is completely whack and it needs to be reformed. So
that would not work for me because I don't like pie. It would have to be donuts. If I saw pie, I'd be like, nah, I don't care. Somebody left a pie. Bye.
I'm just going to get in my car and go.
But if it was a box of donuts, man, I would be like, oh yeah, I'm bending over for that.
Oh my God.
Okay. Before we get back into news, I want to remind people about Nutrisystem, if I could, because of the man plan that is right now at Nutrisystem for Men Man Plan 2019 pricing, you guys. So, and I know we've talked before about like how if you're, you know, if you just are interested in helping your guy lose weight, get healthier, that's, and they're on board, that's one thing. But I was thinking this morning, what if you just snuck the meals? What if they didn't know? Like, what if they were resistant to Nutrisystem and you were like, I'm just going to like cook this and then put it on a plate. Why would he know? How would he know? I'm saying it's possible. I'm saying it's worth a shot if you've got somebody resistant.
That's true. You could act like you were cooking it and then just, that's true. And all of a sudden he starts losing weight and he's like, what's going on? And you're like, I tricked
right?
you.
Because the meal, like, you know, I'm thinking specifically of like the chicken pasta saute, which, you know, a lot of their meals, you put them in a skillet and they just cook right on your range in like 10 minutes or less. And then it's this delicious meal. You put that on a plate, they're just going to think you're like all of a sudden taking up cooking. And then somehow they're also magically going to lose weight because their blood sugar levels are staying where they need to. That's the magic of Nutrisystem. And so I'm just saying, if you want your man to get healthier and lose weight and they are feeling resistant, they don't even have to know. And you can get Nutrisystem for Men for 2019 pricing if you go to Nutrisystem.com/meals.
Oh, slash meals. Report
back.
Yes. And then also, you guys, check out our Facebook and our locals, chicksontheright.locals.com, and our Facebook insiders, our insiders. Those are your peeps. A lot of them are here. Check it out.
Indeed. Yes. And since you're mentioning that too, I noticed that we've had a few people join either or Facebook insiders or local supporters, because I am seeing people who unfortunately cannot make our meet and greet in a few weeks who are selling tickets. So if you wanted to come to meet and greet and didn't get your hands on tickets back when they first went on sale in March, because they sold out in 90 minutes, you guys, and you would still like to come, maybe you're close to the Tampa, Florida area and you would love to come on September 10th. If you join either insiders or locals supporters, then you could get your hands on some tickets. That's all I'm saying. But you got to be in one of those groups to do it. People know how I feel about Alex Jones, so I'm not going to belabor that. But Alex Jones has apparently, this is the last thing I was expecting from him. Alex Jones is no longer backing Trump in 2024.
Really?
Which I am just like, what? This is the last thing I expected.
Okay, so who's he backing and why?
Well, I'll show you. Look at this.
I didn't really support him a few years ago, even though I disagreed with his warp speed, because I thought that we had to keep him in office because of the nightmare scenario if Hillary or Biden got in back before they were officially running. But that said, I am supporting DeSantis. DeSantis is just gone from being awesome to being unbelievably good. And I don't just watch a man's actions, as Christ said, judge a tree by his fruits. I can also look in his eyes on HD video, and I see the real sincerity.
Wow. Like, I was not expecting that in a million, bajillion, skillion, trillion.
So Mach is a DeSantis fan now. I'm sorry.
I've always been
Alex Jones fan now. That's
no, I am not. No. I am not in any way.
You're not a convert now.
It actually makes me question myself because when I'm aligned with Alex Jones on something, then I'm like, what is even happening?
Like a little bromance there though, because he was like, when I see him on HGTV and I look into his eyes, did you hear all that? Anyway, yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised by this because, you know, he's got to like change things up, get a new shtick every once in a while. I'm not surprised.
Oh, that's probably right. You're probably right. This is like a PR strategy, sure. Right? Because he's had some bad PR and now
he's got to shift. Pivot.
Now, speaking of 2024, there is it's not a new development, but, you know, people have been talking about the possibility of Mike Pence running in 2024 for president. And he's, again, like Liz, to me, I just don't even understand who is in his ear saying, you have a shot at this. I don't get it. But now there is a lot more talk about it because he just went and gave a talk in New Hampshire to a group of Republicans. And you know, listen, I don't disagree with Mike Pence about much. And he's a gentleman and great man for all intents and purposes.
He'd have a better shot than Liz Cheney. I think he's...
Without question, he'd have a better shot than her. Totally. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he has a shot. Like, if there's a Trump, if there's a DeSantis, like, what do you even just stop it? But anyway, he's making all the moves, right? Like, he's doing the New Hampshire thing. He's doing the traveling. And he's starting his messages about getting back to constitutional conservatism. He wants to prove a point that he is the Constitution guy. That's what he was doing on January 6th, is protecting the Constitution. And so, and his one of the main themes from his talk in New Hampshire was about this rage that people on the right have about the FBI. And he wants people to be careful about mixing up the, you know, the leadership of the FBI with the rank and file, which are probably lots and lots of great people work for the FBI. And it just sucks that they're all lumped into, you know, this corrupt organization reputation now. So that's his message. He's saying, telling people that defunding the FBI saying that out loud is just as bad as saying defund the police. Like, both of those things are wrong, and we need to be supportive of the rank and file. And it's a good message, and I don't argue that. But now there's a lot of chatter on all the various news stations about what this would look like if Mike Pence ran. Here is Margaret Hoover talking. I think this is on Don Lemon's show. Yes, I think it's on CNN Tonight, talking about the Mike Pence candidacy.
Okay, Margaret. You speak Washington speak. What's up? What was Vice President Pence doing when he said that?
Vice President Pence is running for president, and he would like very much to be the next ambassador of Trumpism for the Republican Party without Donald Trump. He wants to demonstrate that he doesn't have the crazy. He is a constitutional conservative, and he can fuse the elements of populism and economic nationalism with the conservatism of Ronald Reagan. And that's what his speech was, if you heard it. But he's constitutional. And so he wants to distance himself from Trump, and he's in a state, live free or die, with open primaries. And there are a lot of people wondering, can he really differentiate himself from Donald Trump? If he can, it will be because he decides to testify and demonstrate that what he did on January 6th was constitutional. It was in the interest of preserving our constitutional democratic republic. And he will demonstrate that he can be his own man. So far, he has not done it. He has only spoken to 1/6 through proxies. He has spoken through his lawyer. He has spoken through Mark Short. But the country deserves to hear from him if he wants to be president of the United States.
Yeah, it's never going to work. I mean, you know, I like Pence. I know people, a lot of people don't like him now after everything that has gone down. I like him because we know him as a person, and I've always liked the man. But I think at this point you have to have somebody who is willing to be a fighter, and he's just not much of a fighter. You know, he doesn't have that kind of personality. And I think that's what people are looking for right now, is somebody who's willing to scrap. You got to be willing to have a street fight. Honestly, he's not a street fighter. And that's what we need in this day. I mean, I'm just being honest. I mean, you have to have somebody who's willing to do that these days. And he's not willing to do that. And then furthermore, I think, you know, a lot of times, and I don't know if this is necessarily what he has as an intention, but I think a lot of people will run for president these days because it'll further their career. I don't know if that would be his intent, but I do think that is the intent of a lot of these people. Let's face it, that's why a lot of the freaking Democrats did it the last time, is because they're like, well, I mean, you know, if this doesn't work, and I'm thinking of that Gillibrand chick, it's like, if this doesn't work. God,
I forgot about
right.
the ranch.
I mean, it's like, remember, it's like, if this doesn't work, this whole president thing doesn't work out, at least I can write a book, you know, or I can go do a speaking tour, or I can do whatever. A lot of these Yahoos, that's what they do. So I'm not saying that he's a Yahoo, because he's not, because I like the man, but it just keeps them elevated in the political sphere. And that's why we're going to see a lot of people come out of the woodwork, you guys, that are on our side of the aisle that will run for president that don't have a chance in hell. They don't have a snowball's chance in hell of winning, but it will just keep them it'll keep them in the papers, you know, and
it'll get them a higher price on their book deals.
They'll just keep making money. That's just the way that it works in politics. Yeah. So,
well, Tucker was not nearly as judicious in his assessment of Mike Pence as Margaret Hoover was. He was downright mean, you guys. Look at this. And this is him on Ingram last night.
First, your reaction to Mike Pence. Does he kind of risk falling into that, in a very predictable media narrative about criticizing the FBI or everyone who works at the FBI beyond reproach here? What's going on?
What is Mike Pence doing in New Hampshire? I mean, if Mike Pence doesn't have a summer house in New Hampshire, then he's delusional. I mean, Mike Pence is a very nice guy, or seems like a nice guy, but he spent 4 years getting bossed around by Donald Trump like a concubine. He was bossed around by his donors when he was governor of Indiana. He's not in a position to lead anything. I think he probably has useful years left in him, and I think he has probably something to add, perhaps. He probably has grandchildren, too. But the idea that he's going to run for president is, like, delusional, and it's clearly only benefiting his consultants. And he should fire anyone who's telling him to go to New Hampshire and run for president and give dumb speeches about the FBI when he has no idea what he's talking about. So, yeah, it's super embarrassing. I don't want to beat up on Mike Pence, but I mean, you know, get some, if you're that detached from reality, you need to take a break and you know, think deeply about yourself.
That, ouch.
Damn. Ouch is right.
That hurts. That hurts. Ouchy. It's going to get ugly, you guys.
Oh, my God.
Going into this presidential race is going to be, it's just going to get uglier and uglier and uglier. Just get ready.
It's going to be ugly.
Prepare yourselves.
I don't know if I'm ready for this jelly, you guys. I don't know if I am.
Get ready, Mock. I'm so ready. I'm so excited about this one. This is going to be so fun, you guys. So fun. We're going to have so much fun together. Every morning, it's going to be great.
I wanted to remind you guys that if you are looking for a really awesome way to take a multivitamin, have you thought about these? These are from Healthy Cell, and they are like packs of gooey goodness that get absorbed by your body like instantaneously. You get all the minerals and nutrients and supplements and vitamins that your body needs without all the filler that you get with like pills and capsules and tablets that are, you know, it's like swallowing a horse pill sometimes taking those things, especially the multivitamins. But this one, this is the Vegan Essentials version. This has extra B12 in it, so you don't have to be vegan to use it. This is what I take as my multivitamin. And you just rip off the top and you like squeeze it right into your mouth, or you can mix it in water if you want to, or make a smoothie or whatever. And this is the best way ever for your body to absorb a multivitamin. There is no better way. And don't take it from us. Take it from Dr. Peter McCullough, who also is a huge proponent of Healthy Cells stuff. And if you want just not even a multivitamin, but if you're looking for maybe something specifically for your immune system or something that helps you sleep, they have all the things, you guys, and you can check it all out at healthycell.com/chicks. 20% off your first order. Well, we need to focus on the other side for just a minute. And this is from a few days ago, but I wanted to play it because Kamala and her dumbass way of like using 7,000 words to say a 3-word sentence. It's just gone way too far at this point. So I'm just going to play a clip of hers giving a speech. I think it was about space. I'm not entirely sure. Maybe it was about the Inflation Reduction Act. No one knows, really, because she just uses so many unnecessary words. And so I just love this example. This is the latest of her word salad.
We know that we really are quite behind in terms of maximizing our collective understanding about how we will engage on the technology of today, and what we can quickly and easily predict will be the technology over the next decades. So to maintain our position as the United States of America on this issue, it is critical that we work together to understand where we are, to recognize and have the courage to speak truth about what is obsolete, and then to partner to ensure that we are speaking the same language with the same motivation, inspired by the opportunity of it all, but then doing the work of updating how we have been talking and thinking about our exploration.
God, I'm so exhausted. What? I'm exhausted. I haven't even had coffee. I didn't even get coffee this morning. Like, you guys notice I haven't even drank coffee yet. Like, seriously, I was running late and I didn't even get coffee. I'm going to get a migraine from that. Like, that's, what was that?
She talked about working together in order to partner, which is like, do you not see that those are the same things? And then, you know, in terms of this and relevant to that, I mean, she just says so many things without saying anything at all.
That's basically what that speech was. It was just letters put together. Who writes her speeches? Like, that person needs to be punched in the face. I don't condone violence on this show. I don't. I never do. I never condone violence. But that person, it just needs maybe just to be set aside. And
well, she's had like 78 different speechwriters because everybody keeps quitting. So I'm starting to believe that it's her. I think she does this on her own. Because how many, there can't be that many people that write like that, right?
God, I was going to say, these people are stoned. They are.
All right. Did you use up your sack of whack? I had that one whack.
I just told them about the guy like putting pies under cars. But then I sent you that. Then I sent you the other one. There's another one that I just didn't understand. I don't know. You could put you had that on the screen by accident at the beginning of the show. You could just show the headline. I don't understand the headline, you guys. Can somebody explain the headline to me?
All right. Let's unpack and untangle. So TV star divorces husband, announces self as trans woman, and is now engaged to a gay girl. Okay, so this right here is a guy. Or was
right.
a guy.
But yeah, so I don't understand. I just, like, Carolyn sent that to me. Our friend Carolyn Stefan sent that to me. And I was like, she goes, this is kind of whack. I'm like, I don't understand it. I don't even understand it. Somebody's going to have to, like, explain it to me. Because I don't. So that was a dude.
Okay, I got you.
That was you. A dude, right?
Yeah. So he was a dude that was gay. Okay, so he was a gay dude married to another dude. But then he decided, I'm not a dude. I'm actually a chick, so I'm going to turn into a chick as much as medical advances will allow me to do so. I'm going to turn into a chick, but now I like chicks, so I am also a lesbian.
Oh my God.
And so why he's calling his new girlfriend a gay girl, because I thought gay just referred to men and not women. I thought lesbians were women and gay meant men. But maybe gay is a catch-all term. And so now he's engaged to a gay girl lesbian because he is a lesbian. Don't you see? Why is this so confusing, Daisy?
I swear, I cannot. I just these. Okay. So basically, to encapsulate that story is, I want attention, I want attention, I want attention. I want attention. My parents didn't give me enough when I was younger. I want attention.
That's a pretty good summary
we've unpacked that and untangled it. There you go everybody.
Oh my gosh,
listen, you guys, don't put cherry pies under people's cars. All right, it's your tip. It's your
don't
tip
do it
of the day. Don't do it, because apparently the government will fine you $80,000 if you want to see somebody's butt. You know, just ask. All right.
There's probably a lot of people that would comply.
Right. Exactly. Lots. That's your tip of the day. You guys have a wonderful Thursday. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
I know the Biden administration likes to play loosey-goosey with word definitions, but y'all, we are dealing with inflation and we are dealing with a recession. It is here and happening. So you might be worried about your finances, and rightly so.
One thing you can do to diversify is consider investing in physical gold. And we love the monthly subscription offering that Acre Gold has. Acre Gold lets you subscribe to gold bars for as little as $50 a month. You pay each month, and once your gold stash reaches the price of their gold bars, they discreetly ship Acre Gold right to your house. And just recently, Acre has introduced a new $250 a month subscription to a 10-gram gold bar.
That means you're not having to come up with a bunch of money up front. You can lay away your gold, you guys.
And Acre Gold keeps you updated on your progress every month. And then they ship out your gold once you hit the price threshold. It comes right to your doorstep and you can put it right into your safe.
It's a great hedge against inflation and just another way to diversify. Visit getacregold.com/chicks and start investing today.
That's getacregold.com/chicks.
Clinton Cash author Peter Schweitzer joins me to explain how the rationale for the FBI raid of Mar-a-Lago is far different than what Hillary Clinton did by keeping classified information on her private server. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, Schweitzer also explains how deep the Biden family ties go with China and how the Democrats' big spending bill is actually a huge win for Beijing. Don't miss it. Follow the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.